At about 10 a.m., we had received a report that there was some debris in the roadway on Earl Rudder Freeway just north of Harvey Road. Of course, we dispatched an officer, and Officer James Elkins, one of our patrol officers, responded to the area. He located the debris. He approached the scene. He saw vehicles swerving. You know, he said that they were swerving to avoid the objects that were in the roadway. He moved on to the entrance exit lane on Earl Rudder, you know, that far right lane, activated his emergency overhead lights, and slowed down. Before he came to a complete stop, he was struck behind by a Cadillac SUV, which I'm going to call vehicle number two just because it's less confusing. Vehicle number two had slowed down when she saw the patrol car activate its lights. As vehicle number two slowed down, it was struck from behind by a Chevrolet Tahoe, which I'll call vehicle number three. Vehicle number three struck vehicle number two and pushed it into the patrol car. We had to reduce traffic to one lane on Earl Rudder Freeway for about 1 hour as the officers worked the accident and cleared the roadway.
This is northbound or southbound?
This is northbound on Earl Rudder Freeway. Officer Elkins was transported by another officer to St. Joe's Express, and he was treated and released for shoulder pain. The drivers of the other vehicles were transported to St. Joe's and College Station Medical Center. Lily Bayless, 79 years old from Caldwell, she went to the med, and she was treated for, you know, right now we're just calling incapacitating injuries. The same with Laura Striegler, 69 years old. She was transported to St. Joseph Hospital, and she was treated for incapacitating injuries. She also received a citation for failure to control her speed. At this point, they do not appear to be life-threatening injuries, but they were hurt enough where they're not going to pick up and go shopping this evening.
And as for the timing of the impact, officer was still in his vehicle.
He was still in his vehicle, but he did mention to me that had it occurred 10 seconds later, that, you know, he probably would have been out of his vehicle because he was preparing to exit his vehicle and get the debris out of the roadway. So it could have been really, really bad had he been. In that case, he probably would have been struck.
The officers and emergency responders at the scene, any word at this time of how well motorists behave? Because it was one-lane traffic, which means state law kicks in, meaning you're supposed to slow down.
I have not heard about how, you know, they behave today in this incident. I know that immediately after the accident, they were still coming through that scene pretty quickly. And I do know that I've had officers from other agencies ask that if I get the opportunity when I'm on the air to remind people about the slow down or move over law, because I think that we are seeing, you know, a lot of failure to comply with that recently.